CITR 101.9, and this is the Student Special Hour. I'm your host, Yusi. And in the studio today, we have a very special guest. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. Hey, everyone. This is Betty Liu, Miss World Canada 2015 delegate here speaking. I'm also a UBC third-year Solder student majoring in finance and IB.
Wow, what a treat to have a Miss World candidate here in our studio. So, Betty, do you mind telling us a little bit about yourself and what your interests are, apart from being a finance student?
Okay, for sure. Yeah, so as I said, I am a finance and international business major, originally from China, but our family immigrated to Canada 7-8 years ago. And my major interest, as you see, you know, is in dance. So I basically started dancing when I was at the age of 3, began in Chinese classical and folk dance training, but after graduating from my dance diploma, I move on to ballet, hip-hop, and trying just different things. I love experiencing different cultures just through dance. Yes.
Yeah, actually, I was lucky enough to go to one of Betty's dance recitals that was held at the River Rock Casino, and some of the pieces she did were a wide range of cultural ones from, I believe it was...
Yes, for sure. Actually, just past November, a couple months ago, I was lucky enough to get featured in the dance series called Royal Datang. I was the main cast as Royal Lady Yang, which is the most famous beauty in Asian China. Mm-hmm. So it was really a great honor, and I really thank my dance academy for giving me that opportunity.
Yeah, she looked amazing, and she was really amazing in the dance. You look fabulous, by the way. So do you mind telling us a little bit about how you got started in the Miss World pageant? I know that not everyone can be qualified to compete in such a intensive program. Do you mind telling us how you got to competing in it and kind of what your stance is? Now.
Yeah, for sure. Actually, this has been a question that's been asked to me many times recently, and a lot of people are wondering if I've ever had any pageant background or if I am interested in the filming or entertainment industry. The answer is, well, before this whole Miss World Canada pageant experience, I've never had any real pageant experience. Well, it was actually last year at this time. Mm-hmm. I was nominated by my dance teacher to enter a model competition called the China International Advertising Model Competition, where I was really lucky to win the first place.
Congratulations.
Thank you. In North American region, and represented North America in the international final, where I also was crowned first place in my age group. That's where I got a chance to get recognized in international stage. And actually, the chairman and CEO from Miss World Canada saw me on the stage performing and offered me the scholarship and direct entrance into Miss World Canada. That's how I got into the pageant. And after a few rounds of online application and in-person interviews, I am now a national finalist across the country among 45 delegates as a Miss World Canada delegate.
Wow, that sounds super impressive.
Thank you. And the May will be and the final will be held in May. Mm-hmm. And this year it will be held in BC at the Queen Elizabeth Theater.
So right at home, everyone here in the Lower Mainland, I guess, if they wanted to see you perform on stage, they
yes, for sure, I'll invite all my friends and relatives to come watch, and all the other girls from the other provinces will be flying to Vancouver close to the beginning of May, and we'll basically be training and living together for a week, and have the final on May 16th.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That sounds super exciting. It's really nice that it's right at home, so you don't have to fly out to a different city. And you're familiar with everything here, I guess.
Yes, for sure. And I'll be, like, I'm just very excited and looking forward to show the other delegates from different provinces what our home looks like and bringing them to experience the local culture.
Yeah, definitely. For those of you who want to follow Betty on social media, I know Betty is very present in the social media realm. She has a Facebook page, a Twitter, also. What else? How can people reach you if they want to find you? And
yes, I'm basically on every single social media you can think of. But right now, I'm mainly using Facebook. You can find me on Facebook as Betty Yunlei Liu / Miss World Canada Delegate 2015 Delegate, and that's my fan page. And from there, you'll see my recent updates and videos, pictures about my events.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Betty has posted a lot of her journey towards the Miss World title on her page. There's a lot of information about who she is, what kind of interests her, and you can see all her pretty dance pictures on there. And she also has...
Yeah, so if you're interested, definitely follow me on Facebook, like my page. Please and thank you.
Yeah, go like Betty on her Facebook page. I know recently that you were asking for votes through Facebook. Is this still happening or?
Yes. So basically, in order for the 45 delegates to enter the top 16, one of the main scoring point is about online voting. Basically, the votes has already started and it will be closed on May 14th. So we have 2 months, and the winner of the voting process will be entered to top 16 directly. So right now, I'm seeing from the online voting numbers, I'm ranking number one. I'm taking the lead. Yeah, I'm taking the lead among the 45 delegates, but the number does fluctuate. So I do need local support from Vancouver, from UBC, from my fellow students.
Mm-hmm. And it's really special. Betty is a really special candidate because she's the only UBC student that has entered into the pageant as of now.
Mm-hmm,
correct?
Yeah.
So she'll not only be representing BC, but also our university, UBC, as well. So that's something to look forward to. I think that you can vote twice for her through social
media. Yes, for sure. So you can vote for me twice. The links are on the top of my Facebook fan page. So there are two ways. One is through Facebook. One is through the official Miss World Canada website. But I've provided the links directly on top of my fan page. So the simplest way will be just to go on Facebook and find my page. Again, it's Betty Yunlei Liu / Miss World Canada 2015 Delegate.
Yeah, so Betty is not only beautiful on the outside, but she also has a beautiful heart on the inside. I know you're very involved in charities and a couple of organizations across BC. Mm-hmm. Do you mind telling the listeners about what you've been working on for the past few months or for the past few years?
Yeah, definitely. My pleasure to share this. Charity and extracurricular activities are always on the top of my mind. It's not just for the pageant experience, but something I've been doing ever since I came to Canada, so for 6-7 years. In 2008, I co-founded one of the biggest Vancouver-based student organizations called the VSB Inclusion Club, which aims to bridge, bond, and build connections between students from different cultures. And what we do is we provide volunteer opportunities for students to serve in the community. And we've held multicultural sharing performances at the Aboriginal Reserve. We've held fundraising gala for inner city schools and just basically charity events like that. So that's one of the things that when I first started. And in 2010, I started volunteering weekly at a local senior house called the Tapestry Retirement Community. I've been there for 5 years now, volunteer every week and hoping just to bring a smile to the senior's face. And it's been quite a pleasure seeing how the community grows just with my help, little by little. And recently, after joining Miss World Canada, I've decided to continue my platform as multiculturalism. And also, my second platform is to help children. I've been partnering with Variety, the children's charity, which is a charity for disabled children and family, helping them raise funding to buy hospital equipment and fundings like that. So as you see may know, on Family Day, the past February night, I've already held a very successful event on Robson Square, UBC Robson Square. We had over 200 attendees gathering together. We did a flash mob or freeze mob, where we had all the volunteers freezing in one place to raise awareness for children who have special needs. So as a continuation to my freeze mob event, I'm planning to host another event close to the end of April. Hopefully in the Musqueam Reserve in BC. Mm-hmm. So the event will be a First Nations Aboriginal themed multicultural sharing event, and at the same time raising funds for children. So it's like one event but with two causes. One is multiculturalism, the other one's children's charity.
Mm-hmm. That sounds amazing.
Thank you.
We're just going to take a break with a few ads here, but we'll come back to Betty, the Miss World Canada delegate 2015.
Okay.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Are you not sure where to go on campus? Traveling late at night and afraid to go alone? Call SafeWalk, a free service where a co-ed team will take you anywhere you need to go on campus. Don't walk alone. For a walk, add SafeWalk to your phone. Call 604-822-5355. That's 604-822-5355. Alternatively, use a UBC Blue phone and ask for SafeWalk. Approach any SafeWalk team or drop by our office on the main floor of the sub across from the gallery lounge.
Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
GOSA, the Global Outreach Students Association, offers students the chance to learn about global health and international development while providing students with opportunities for practical experience working within disadvantaged communities both locally and internationally. They also collaborate with other clubs to organize global health-related symposiums and competitions. Executive positions are available. Contact them at ubc.gosa@gmail.com.
Yo, what's going on? My name is John Akpata. I'm a spoken word artist from Ottawa, Ontario. You are listening to CITR 101.9, the best community radio on the West Coast.
As Minister for Magic, it gives me great pleasure to welcome each and every one of you to the final of the 422nd Quidditch World Cup. Let the match begin!
That's right, UBC has a Quidditch team and we're the fastest ones yet. Come join us at practice every Thursday at 5 and Sunday at 12 to show us your house pride. You can also get on our level with our Quidditch swag. We have bro tanks, t-shirts and sunglasses, all which go towards getting us to the World Cup. Not sure where to find the snitch? Well, like us on Facebook or check out our website at ubcquidditch.com and we'll be more helpful than you'll remember all. And remember, we want a nice, clean game from all of you.
I'm going to be round my vegetables. I'm going to chow down my vegetables. I love you.
Sprouts. It's your 75-cent coffee fix in the sub.
It's your source for reasonably priced, creatively named stew and vegan brownies.
It's your purveyor of bicycle-delivered local produce.
It's also a place where volunteers can realize their vision of responsible business and where like-minded students can explore UBC's food systems.
Hark! Sprouts is currently accepting applications for next year's executive board and is encouraging ambitious, creative, and disciplined students from all faculties and year levels to apply.
Come by Sprouts in the sub-basement to learn more about our projects and how to get involved.
I tried to kick the ball, but my tinny flew right off. I'm red as a beet, 'cause I'm so red.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9. This is a student special hour. I'm your host, UC. And in the studio today, we have a very special guest. Her name is Betty, and she is the 2015 Miss World Delegate.
Hey again.
Yeah, hi again. So we were just, before we went on the break, we were just talking a little bit about Betty's platform, her involvement in various charity organizations. And actually, I have here is a promotional video that Betty has shot for the pageant. And we're just going to, although this is a radio, so we can't play, so you can't see the video, but you will be able to hear the audio. Again, if you want to check out Betty's platform and see the video for yourself, you can go on Facebook, and her fan page is called Betty Yunle Liu, Miss World Canada 2015 Delegate. So without further ado, here is the video.
Hi, my name is Betty Liu. I'm a Miss World Canada 2015 delegate from the beautiful city of Vancouver. I'm also a scholarship-winning student at the Salder School of Business in UBC. I have traveled and studied internationally, and my diverse background shapes who I am today, a strong believer in advocacy for people from all cultures. Last summer, I was crowned first place at the China International Advertising Model Contest, but dance is an indispensable part of my life. I began dancing at the age of 3, and at the 2014 US Dance Magic Competition, my solo won the first place as well as judges' favorite award among hundreds of contestants. I now teach, and I'm a lead dancer at the Cindy Yan Dance Academy of Canada. I have always strived to incorporate my passion for dance into my charity work by performing for numerous nonprofit organizations. As part of my mission to promote multiculturalism, I co-founded the Vancouver School Board Being Inclusion Club in 2008.
I met Betty when she joined the Vancouver School Board Settlement Worker in Schools program 6 years ago. She was committed and she was passionate, and her generous spirit in mentoring students is commendable.
As the club president, I've organized over 50 school and community events such as Aboriginal Cultural Exchange and fundraising productions for inner city schools. Diversity is Canada's identity and strength. Respecting and celebrating our different cultures is extremely important to both personal and community growth. Thank you very much for being part of my journey to become the next Miss World Canada. With your support, I will strive to show the world that Canada has beauty with a purpose.
And we're back. That was Betty's video that she posted on her Facebook page. Betty is currently the candidate for Miss World Canada delegate for 2015. So, Betty, there are so many pageants out there nowadays. You kind of get confused with which one is what. So what made you choose the Miss World Canada pageant? And I know that at the end of your video, you said beauty with a purpose. Kind of, can you give us an answer to why you chose Miss World Canada as to share your platform with?
Okay, yeah. So Miss World Canada is the official preliminary to Miss World pageant, which is one of the biggest and oldest pageants in the world. Its motto is, as you said, beauty with a purpose. So how do we define beauty with a purpose? Basically, what differentiates Miss World Canada from the other pageants out there is its platform given to the different given to the delegates. Each delegates host their own fundraising events, have their own charity platform. So, for example, some of our current delegates have their theme as anti-bullying, for example, or religious freedom, or women's right. So for me, I have chosen my platform as multiculturalism, as a continuation to what I've been doing for years. And I do believe that, which also aligns with the value of Miss World Canada, that your outside beauty only lasts for a short period of time. And it is really your experience, your heart, your knowledge that makes you beautiful throughout the years. And so in the future to come, even though our beauty may fade away one day, I still want this memory to last forever. That's why I'm joining Miss World Canada. It's not just for that 1 year experience, it's also for the whole platform that I can carry throughout the rest of my life.
Wow, that sounds amazing. That sounds very selfless of you to say that.
Oh,
and and I know that you've been a very nice person throughout your whole life, I guess. Since I've known you, at least, you've been also very nice and very kind. One thing that I know that you did was on, I believe, on your 20th birthday, mm-hmm. instead of asking for presents, Betty asked us to donate money to the food bank.
Yes, thank you for bringing that up. It happened last summer, mm-hmm. in June, my 20th birthday. And for just about 2 weeks before my actual birthday, a thought came to my mind. I was wondering, is there any way for me to celebrate my birthday in a special way? So I thought of this birthday gift in lieu, in which I asked my friends and families to donate either monetary donations or canned food, non-perishable food items for the Greater Vancouver Food Bank. And usually for my birthdays, I only get presents of a value up to just about $100 or a couple $100, and that's the maximum. But last year, adding a special cost to it, I was surprised to receive so much support from my families and relatives and friends. And in the end, together we raised $1,000 cash donations plus a lot of canned food donations. So that was a very successful and meaningful experience for me. And I do plan to do that every year starting from last year. So my 21st birthday is coming up in end of May, beginning of June. And I do plan to have my birthday gift in lieu and in exchange get donations. But this time I'm planning to raise donations for children's charity, Variety, the children's charity.
Mm-hmm. Both sounds like two amazing sources that would need help and encouragement from everyone.
Yeah.
Do you plan for your future birthdays? Do you plan to go to a different charity each year?
Well, yes, I do. 'Cause I feel like there are just so many people out there that really needs help. I can't, with my little limitation and my own ability, I can't help all the organizations out there, but I do try to change once in a while. So for example, last year I did food bank. This year planning to help the children's charity. I'm not sure where my next benefit will be, but I certainly am really happy to look forward to find a new one. And but I do believe that in order to maximize the value that my event or my cause bring to the community, I want to encourage the people around me to do the same.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that sounds amazing. I know we've been talking business for a while about you and your platform, so maybe I thought we can do something fun.
Okay.
A little bit of a rapid fire questions, just to get to know a little bit more about you as a person. So are you ready?
Okay, wasn't planned for that, but okay. Yeah.
Okay, not to put you on the spot, but okay, here we go. Favorite color?
Red.
Favorite movie?
Oh my god, there are so many to list. I would say, just too many to list.
Okay. Favorite food?
Takoyaki from Japanese food.
Okay, where would you go?
France, Paris.
Favorite item of clothing as of now?
Blazers.
Blazers, okay. Yeah. Very, keeping it chic and professional.
Yeah, useful.
Favorite song that has been on repeat?
Favorite song has been on repeat. Just the theme songs from movies.
From movies?
Yeah.
Recently read novel.
Recently read novel. Is that actually a Chinese one?
Oh, a Chinese one. Okay.
Yeah.
Favorite sport?
Favorite sport? Badminton.
Badminton. Favorite hobby, or what is your hobby apart from your charity and dancing?
Running, long distance running.
Long distance running,
especially along the shore of Vancouver, all the way from Granville Island to the Science World, and along the shore on the other side.
Yeah,
close to Burrard Bridge. Yeah,
that's a nice run. Favorite animal.
Pets, just like puppies.
Puppies?
Yeah.
I'm running out of questions. I guess that concludes our time with Betty.
Okay.
Yeah. You can find Betty's platform on Facebook and Twitter. If you search Betty Yun Lei Liu, dash Miss World Canada 2015 delegate, you can find her platform and look through her progress as a contestant on the platform. Also, where else can we find you, Betty?
You can also find me on the official Miss World Canada website. That's www.missworldcanada.ca. And I guess as more events and interviews come up, you just Google search my name. There will be articles about me and my platform too.
Yeah, so ladies and gentlemen, Betty Yunlei Liu, our only UBC candidate that has been entered into the Miss World Canada 2015 pageant. Hoping, fingers crossed, that she will be the one to represent Canada in the universal platform. And as a UBC student, please go out there and support Betty, support her platform. She's done some amazing, amazing things for the community and for various charities as well. So please vote for her. I know you can vote twice, once on the Facebook page and once on the website. So please go show your support and show your love. And we will be back with Ada from the Bike Co-op here at UBC.
Thank you, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Having trouble finding affordable fresh baked goods and coffee? Come down to Agora Cafe located in the McMillan Building at UBC. There's also space available to study.
What you heard was Daughters by Cowards. Daughters Touching Fathers by Cowards. And next up we have Goodbye from artist Sound of Lions.
That you want, you found it good. step it drags, and your heart beats not the same. Put your feet on the edge, and please face what's ahead. Your step it drags, and your heart beats not the same.
Back. That was Goodbye by The Sound of Lions. As we say goodbye to Betty, we welcome two new people into the studio. They're from the Bike Co-op. Would you mind introducing yourselves?
Hello, I'm Jen.
Hi, I'm Ida.
Sorry, Jen, I might have not have gotten your voice. Do you mind again doing it again?
Hello, I'm Jen.
All right, perfect. So Jen and Ida are from the UBC Bike Co-op, the Bike Kitchen, under down by the sub, I believe.
Yeah, we're in the basement of the sub, and Bike Co-op and Bike Kitchen, we function together as a team.
Mm-hmm. So do you mind telling the listeners a little bit about what the Bike Co-op and the Bike Kitchen do?
Yeah, sure. So the Bike Kitchen is a community bike shop. We run, the Bike Co-op runs a series of programs out of the Bike Kitchen where we help people learn to fix their bikes. The Bike Kitchen itself is a do-it-yourself bike shop where you can come and our friendly mechanics will teach you how to fix your own bicycles. We also do other repairs if you don't want to fix your own bike, we'll do it for you. So we run a series of programs including purple and yellow bikes. You may have seen our purple and yellow bikes around campus. Every Tuesday from 6 to 9 we get together and we fix them up. All of the bikes have been donated, so we're keeping them from going to the dump, which is where they may otherwise end up. We also have our monthly recycle nights where we strip bikes. We take all of their parts off, and those are on the last Wednesday of the month. Spare parts is another one of our programs where we take old bike parts and we try to breathe new life in them by turning them into art projects. Finally, we have Women and Queer Night, which is on the second Wednesday of the month, and is just an inclusive, it makes our space more inclusive to women and queer folk so that they can work on their own bikes in a space that they may feel more comfortable in. And that's the second Wednesday of the month from 6 to 9 p.m. as well.
For those of you living in residence, you might have seen our outreach booths as well. We go to Totem, Vanier, Acadia Park, as well as the Old Barn on Thursdays. So if you check us out between 4 and 6 at the residences and 3 to 5 at the Old Barn, we rotate through those locations. So check out our website for upcoming dates. We offer free tune-ups at our outreach booths, as well as some maps and other info. So please drop by.
Yeah, definitely. I've had experience going into the Bike Kitchen, and I can tell you that everyone there is so helpful. My bike was literally, like, broken. Okay, not broken in half, but it was literally, like, tangled and in a mess, and they were really helpful in helping me fix it and make it almost as new as I hope it was. But I guess when I dropped by there, I think fixing bikes and tuning up your bike wasn't the only service offered. I believe that you can also purchase a bike from the bike kitchen.
Yeah, we do have some bikes for sale. And they're just by the entrance when you come in. We also rent out bicycles if you want to just use a bike for a couple days. And finally, we offer intro to mechanics courses on an almost monthly basis. So if you want a more theoretical approach to learning to fix your bike, you can attend those as well. And then in terms of our services, we have bicycle lockers and cages that we offer in collaboration with campus and community planning. And the lockers are individual lockers for $10 a month, and you have a fairly safe space to keep your bike. And then the cages are free, and we give you an access code, and it's an extra layer of protection for your bicycle.
Mm-hmm. I know that some of my friend in first year had their bike stolen, so if you have a new, shiny, sparkly bike, I wouldn't want to risk it, leaving it out there. And I didn't know that the bike co-op had that kind of services. So definitely, if you don't want your bike stolen and want some sort of form of protection, definitely go to the bike co-op. Now, the bike co-op is very interesting to me because I don't really know too much about it. Yeah. But is it a student initiative, or does it belong to part of UBC? Or?
So we are a student group, nonprofit, and subsidiary of the AMS. The bike co-op started in 98 with the Purple and Yellow Bike Share program out of a trailer, where people got together and said, we need a bike share on campus. And they basically found old bikes and painted them purple and yellow and then fixed them up and gave all of the volunteers keys. And that's how the Purple and Yellow Bike Share was born, and also the AMS Bike Co-op. And then we took over the bike kitchen, which was initiated by Pedal, I think. You want to say something? Okay. So that's kind of how it started. Right now it's a student group, nonprofit, and part of the AMS.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. I know that a few of us, like me, are kind of lazy, and when you have a class at 8 a.m. in the morning and you don't want to walk 20 minutes to get to your class, I definitely want a good alternative to ride one of those purple and yellow bikes. So as a student, how can I have access to one of them? Because I've seen them around campus, but I never, I don't know if they're either locked up or I don't know. Do we have to make a reservation for them? Or how can we get access to one of those amazing bikes?
So access to the purple and yellow bikes was grounded in going to our volunteer night Tuesdays from 6 until 8:30, 9 o'clock. We have free pizza, and you get to learn how to fix the purple and yellow bikes. After completing your hours there, you'll get access to a key, and that will unlock the purple and yellow bikes, so you'll be able to ride them around campus. We have people drop by to fix them. That way you learn more about bikes and you're invested in making sure that they don't get too mucked up.
Interesting. And just for numbers-wise, because I think I'm a numbers person, how many purple and yellow bikes would you say are scattered around campus?
So since 2008, we've actually built 350, and we expect that a fair number of those have been stolen or damaged beyond repair. So it's hard to come up with an actual estimate. I don't know, maybe 100, or what do you think, Jen?
Probably more than 12, but less than 300. my estimate.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty solid estimate.
Part of their charm is their mysterious nature, I think. So.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely. So the person who has the key to the locks, is he or she the only person that has the key to the locks, and they're the only person that can access it? Or is it like a universal lock that everyone with a key can access? I know it kind of gets confusing after...
Yeah, so it's a universal lock. So when you come, as Jen said, to our purple and yellow volunteer night, if you come to two of them and you're there for 6 hours, we give you a key. And with that key, you can open the locks for all of the bikes.
Yeah. Interesting. Interesting. So can anyone just drop by into one of the purple and yellow nights, or do they have to sign up? for some sort of... Do they have to sign up?
Yeah, absolutely. You can just... it's a drop-in program. As I said earlier, our volunteer programs, we have, I guess, four that are drop-in: Purple and Yellow Bikes, Women and Career Night, Recycle Night, and Spare Parts.
Please come by. It's really fun. I know lots of friends I've made at Purple and Yellow Night, so I definitely would recommend it to anyone still looking to get adjusted to UBC or people just learning to, looking to learn more about bikes more generally. It's a really good good initiative.
Yeah, meet people, learn about bikes, eat pizza.
Free pizza.
Pizza. Pizza is life. Pizza is good. So if you go join one of their pizza nights, sorry, if you join one of their volunteers.
Their pizza nights.
Just go there for the pizza. if you want to learn more about the bike co-op and if you want to get your hands on one of those mysterious purple and yellow bikes, definitely drop by the bike kitchen. Was it every Wednesday or every...
Every Tuesday from 6 to 9. Actually, I'd like to say that it's canceled this Tuesday because it's our annual general meeting. So if you would like to come by and see what we've been up to for the last year, it's a good time to come by. There will also be pizza.
Just generally, if you drop by, there's most likely going to be pizza. So
it's often pizza.
There's often pizza. This is true. Pizza and bikes.
Yeah. So as you mentioned before, that it's a student-governed kind of co-op along with the AMS. Yeah. So if students want to get involved in the student, student aspect of, if students want to get into the student involvement in the aspect of, as having a role in organizing these events, how would they be able to participate in that?
Yeah, so there are a few ways to get involved. I would say the kind of highest level of involvement would be joining the board, which we'll be electing tonight. So if you'd like to come by and meet our new board members and run for a position, that would be great. You can also join our volunteer team, and they go to outreach booths and also lead some of the volunteer nights that we have, the drop-in nights that we were talking about earlier. Or you can just drop in and volunteer, and hang out, meet us, get to know us.
Eat pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. There's a lot of opportunities on campus for you to get involved. And if you ever find yourself in a fickle, or your bike is broken or twisted up, you can always go to Bike Kitchen for help and Bike Co-op. What are the hours of operation? I have to ask because it seems like I never get these things right.
So we're open from Monday to Friday from 10 to 6. We'll be closing at 5 today for our AGM, and then on Saturdays from 11 to 6.
So they're open 6 days a week.
We are.
That sounds amazing considering a lot of volunteers have put in time to help you with your bikes. But before we go, let's play some ads and we'll come back to the AMS co-op.
Last year, over 650 BC teens aged out of foster care without a permanent family.
Adoption is not just for babies. Teens need families too. Only 24 teens in BC were adopted last year.
November is Adoption Awareness Month. To find out more about adopting a teen, contact the Adoptive Families Association of BC. Call 1-877-ADOPT-07 or visit us at bcadopt.com.
Are you looking for a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule? Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.
There's only one way that old clunker is going to make you feel good again. Donate it to Bullying Canada. Check this out. Free towing or pickup of your old vehicle, a tax-deductible receipt, and a super easy process. online at bullyingcanada.ca. Get rid of that old vehicle and feel good about supporting real solutions for change in your community. Donate your old or used vehicle to Bullying Canada today. Full details online at bullyingcanada.ca.
And we're back. And in the studio today, we have the AMS Bike Co-op students with us.
Ida.
Jen.
Yeah, and so they have requested a song to play because they're awesome people from the Bike Co-op. They have requested to play Bicycle Race by Queen. Enjoy.
Bicycle, bicycle, bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle. White, you say bar, I say bite, you say shark, I say him and Jaws was never my scene, and I don't like Star Wars. You say Rose, I say Royce, you say God, give me a choice. Say Lord, I say Christ, I don't believe in Peter Pan, Frankenstein or Superman.
Back. You're listening to CITR 101.9. This is the Student Special Hour. I'm your host, UC. And what we just heard was Bicycle Race. I stand corrected. I said Bicycle Ride. Bicycle Race by Queen. And because we heard that, the reason why we listened to that song is because we have special guests from the AMS Bike Co-op and Bike Kitchen with us here today.
Ida.
Jen.
Okay, we're just kidding. Yeah, so before they say goodbye and before we conclude our show today, Ida and Jen? Jenny? Jen. Ida and Jen.
Jen, Jenny, Jennifer.
Jen, Jenny, Jennifer. Ida and Jen, how can we find AMS Bike Co-op in the deep web or on social media?
So we're on the internet. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can find us at bikecoop.ca. On Facebook under AMS Bike Co-op and Bike Kitchen, and at Bike Co-op on Instagram.
Right. So before we go, if you had one sentence to summarize AMS Bike Co-op, sorry to put you on the spot there, but if you had one sentence or one word.
Bikes. No, just kidding. teaching people how to fix bikes.
Teaching people how to fix bikes. And pizza.
And pizza. thank you to CITR for having us on today. This has been really fun. I've never been on the radio before, so thank you for hosting us.
Yeah, thanks, CITR.
Thanks. As we know, the last week, CITR has been doing Fun Drive, and as a matter of fact, we are still accepting donations. So if you would kindly like to donate to my show or to CITR, that would be amazing. We're trying to go digital, so anything would help, any amount would help. If you donate to this show specifically, if you donate amount of $50, I will buy you dinner at a restaurant of your choice. I wouldn't want to be too broke after that, but I will satisfy what you want. Wow, this sounded so if you donate an amount of $30, I will bake you anything you want, a home-baked dessert of your choice. And for $10, we will be giving away some sweet CDs. So if you want to donate, please do not hesitate to contact CITR or phone in on 604-822-8648. I don't know if that still works, but another way to donate would be online through CITR.com. Enjoy the rest of your day, everyone.
CITR would like to congratulate Surrey's Ekamjeet Gooman, the recipient of this year's People's Choice Award for the World Cerebral Palsy Day Change the World in 1 Minute campaign, led by Cerebral Palsy Alliance. Cerebral palsy is a debilitating neuromotor condition that affects movement, muscle control, and balance, and occurs in 1 out of every 500 births. Ekamjeet, an SFU student who lives with cerebral palsy, proposed the idea of featuring models with the condition in advertising campaigns, which was voted the most popular idea by cerebral palsy associations all around the world. The Cerebral Palsy Association of British Columbia believes that such advertisements will provide much-needed public awareness for this condition, which is often misunderstood or misrecognized. By increasing public awareness, it hopes to see all who live with cerebral palsy participate fully in our community. For more information about the Cerebral Palsy Association of BC, which has supported the cerebral palsy community for over 60 years, please visit www.bccerebralpalsy.com. For more info about the World Cerebral Palsy Day, please visit www.worldcpday.org.